This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to...
Newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, knows there are certain places made just for guys, like restaurants with 9 different types of buffalo wings next to a go-kart track. That's Sport Clips. Sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a great haircut from people who specialize only in men's and boys' hair care. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com to find the store nearest you and ask for the MVP treatment.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets passed, knocked away by Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be. Yep.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are at the Cox Classic on the road once again as we get ready for the next 2 days of action here. And what better place to be than set up at the 19th hole just outside where the boys walk in from 18. That's where you put the 19, of course. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. And we are proud to be back from Dallas and Big 12 Conference Football Media Days, which has been a blast. We're seeing some of the great players on the nationwide tour, including John Peterson, who are looking to, you know, he's going to play with Brandon Crick today. I don't know if they intentionally did that, but if they did, I like it. And we're going to get a chance to go out and watch them play a little bit later on today. Of course, we had John on the show, the former Kearney Country Club pro. He'll tee off at 2:15 this afternoon, the next to last group off. And Daddy, again, for the folks that aren't overly familiar with golf, those early tee times and late tee times are the guys that are the John Petersons, the Brandon Cricks, the qualifiers. Right in the middle of things, you get that's when you get to big-time money winners like Tommy Gaines and Jason Gore. And we had a chance to go out and watch a few of the guys tee off a little while ago, including one of the leaders in this tournament in Tag Ridings, who's at 3-under, and we'll give you an update. But let's start you out and say that Ewan Porter is 4-under through 11 holes today, and a ton of guys are setting at 3-under, including Brant Jobe, who's a name that I think a few folks would know that has played on the PGA Tour. And the more that we talk about some of these guys, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I know that guy. And we're going to talk with Tournament Director Chad Martson here in just a minute. But when we were up for Media Days a couple of weeks ago, the astounding stat is the tour average for a round of golf on the PGA Tour and the Nationwide Tour is 0.2 strokes. So 74.2 to 74.4. I mean, that's not the exact number, but that's what we're talking out there, what they shoot average on the Nationwide and what they shoot average on the PGA Tour. And, yes, some of the courses are a little tougher on the PGA Tour, but you know what? They also have a few easy courses where you can go real, real low at the Hope and the John Deere and things like that. But, Danny, we're still going to talk a little football today, but we're also going to talk a lot of golf and things that the Cox Classic is doing. We've been giving away tickets on the show. We got a lot of folks coming down and enjoying this. And what a way to maybe kick back and relax just a little bit on day one of the Cox Classic.
You know, we spoke with some people that have been here every year, Doug, whether they deal with charities, whether they deal with the meals provided or the food provided here. They say this is one of the nicest days, bar none, that's ever been held here on the Cox Classic. It is a beautiful day for golf. If you're hanging out in Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, still plenty of golf to see. Hop in a vehicle, drive down here. You just get it for the start of some of those great guys that you want us to actually see and and take part in. What a great opportunity to come see the finest and elitist talent in the world.
Overcast here, but a little warm, overcast, not hot. So it's golf weather. And Chad Martson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the tournament director of the Cox Classic. Chad, you're underway. As the heart rate went down a little bit, I know this is always anticipation time.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, the adrenaline's pumping pretty good right now. So, you know, the lack of sleep and the adrenaline, it all balances out, right?
Well, as Tony said, we're off to a good start, it looks like.
We are. I mean, things are going good. You know, I mean, operationally, we're sitting really good. We're prepared for some big crowds. More shuttles running back and forth to the various lots. We've got all sorts of public bleacher systems out there, public seating. We're ready. I think we're good to go.
All the volunteers, this couldn't be done without the help. That's one thing you noticed when we pulled in today. It kind of left you shaking your head. How many people it actually takes to get this event to where it is on and running. And these people have been working hard behind the scenes for literally months now.
You know, our volunteer staff amazes me every single year. It boggles the mind. They are unbelievable people. They work their tails off. They come out here. Not only do they work their tails off, by the way, but they pay $45 for the honor of volunteering. For their shirt and their hat and all that kind of stuff. They're amazing people. We couldn't do it without them. We're still in need of more volunteers, as a matter of fact. So if anybody wants to, go to our website, give us a call. We're always in need of volunteers.
Can Daddy carry one of the score signs? Can he follow a group and carry a sign?
He looks like he is all ready to standard bear today.
Poised. If you have medical personnel right behind me, fourth or fifth hole, that might take its toll on me.
We were in the clubhouse earlier, and they had some of the caddy smocks or shirts that you see him wear with the guys' names on the back. It reminded me of a 10-cup possible moment.
There you go.
You know, after he fired Cheech.
There you go. You know, and it's one thing about the signs out here. I had to ask the guy holding the sign on the 10th tee, or well, this is the first tee. First 10th tee is right next to clubhouse. First tee is extended just beyond that. I had to say, well, the red dot and the blue dot. And he said, that's the color of the smock of the caddy.
Yep.
So if you want to pick your favorite player out and you don't know who the hell it is, it makes it pretty easy.
Exactly. We've thought of everything out here. We dot things. We color bibs. You name it, we do it.
Chad Martson, tournament director of the Cox Classic. Chad, what about the way that the community, I know you've talked about how they embrace it, but most of what has happened here is non-professional in Omaha. College World Series, Olympic swim trials, some of the big, big events that they have had. The football team is coming in, which will be professional. But most of it's amateur. Today, these are professionals. How does that change maybe this in light of everything that happens in Omaha?
You know, it's nice to have a professional event, I think, in Omaha. You know, I mean, professional anything is going to have to compete with what's already here. College World Series, Husker football, et cetera, et cetera. We're lucky of the timing. We're lucky we're after the College World Series. We're lucky we're before Nebraska football really kicks off. That's kind of our sweet spot. And professional golf is vastly different from amateur golf. And that's, you know, a long, long time ago they made a decision. We're going professional. And this tour in the last 20 years, 21 years now, it's in its 21st year, this tour has grown into the second most competitive tour on the planet. I mean, better than the European tour. If there's any Europeans out there that heard me say that, I apologize. But it is. It really is. And that's because it's these guys' best chance to get to the PGA Tour. You are seeing U.S. amateurs, U.S. amateur winners, U.S. public winners. You're seeing the greatest college golfers that were around two or three years ago. You're seeing guys that have fallen off the PGA Tour and are just getting their game back, and they're going to go right back on.
Patrick Sheehan.
Yeah,
Patrick Sheehan.
Exactly.
We watched him tee off.
Frank Licklider is out there. Frank Licklider has made over $9 million on the PGA Tour. Had one bad year. He's back here to get his game in check again, and he's right back onto the PGA Tour. So this tour is phenomenal. It's the first choice of a lot of these guys.
Doug, I want to jump in there because I was looking back throughout some of the past history of this tournament. Sean McKeel, who is an absolute household name, just three short years ago at this tournament, finished like 41st, made $615, I think. And you're thinking, are you kidding? Sean McKeel.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was the Sean McKeel who's now made millions of dollars in three short years. He made $600. He took $600 out of Omaha.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Zach Johnson is another great story. Masters champion Zach Johnson missed the cut here. So how do you like that?
Well, and you got to put some numbers up on the board here to make the cut at the Cox Classic, which is always exciting for fans. There's names here, and one thing, again, you've got a chance for the tour promotion if Tommy Two Gloves can win here today, which, again, amazing story. He was on the big break on the Golf Channel, got his break to get on the Nationwide Tour. You've got a Scott Gucheski who got an exemption here, placed high enough to go to the next stop and really turn that in to getting on the tour, then eventually turning that into the PGA. So we've talked about a couple of the names. Who else is there? Are there other guys out there besides Tommy that can win and move on to this weekend?
You know, one guy that leaps to mind, and it's just because I saw him hit in person for the first time the other day, and that's Jamie Lovemark. He's number one on the money list, so he's a fairly obvious choice for me. It's an easy choice, right? But that guy, I almost call him a kid. He's 23 years old. That guy has got ridiculous game. I mean, he will finish on this tour very high. He's already guaranteed to get his tour card at the number that he's at now. He'll finish very high on this tour, if not number one, and he will go on to the PGA Tour, and he will never look back. You may see a major out of that guy. He's that good. Brandon Crick is another one that jumps to mind. You were talking about him earlier today. Young guy, UNL golfer, you know, he's a Nebraska native. Amazing game. Amazing game. He's got that consistent, you know, almost boring game where all of a sudden you look at the scorecard and you're like, hey, look at that, you're six under, you know. He's unbelievable. And the list goes on and on. I mean, I could honestly go down every single name on this entire roster, to, you know, our field this week and say how great these guys are. They're just phenomenal.
Well, Chad, another neat thing, and then the PGA Tour really goes out of their way. If you've been to a big event on the PGA Tour, people sign autographs and people have some fun with the kids. Bring the kids out, because the availability of these players, you don't know when Sean McKeel's name isn't Sean McKeel, but he's going to go do great things in 3 years. They'll sign balls, they'll sign hats, they'll sign. You know, there were three kids over by the 10th tee. Yeah. Their hats are already covered this morning. I don't know where they've been, but it was a lot. I was like, whoa, time did you get here? We were here at 9:30. What time did you kids get here?
You got a Michael Sims on this list. Here's a guy that's been on the tour, that's battled in the trenches with Tiger, actually. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, there's some valuable names out here.
Yeah, there's some good names on the field. I honestly believe this is the best field we've ever had. I mean, it is a solid field. I mean, you've got collegiate champions in that list. You've got U.S. amateur champions. You've got U.S. public champions. I mean, this list right here has won almost every, you know, major amateur college event. And you've got a lot of PGA Tour winners on this list as well. Jason Gore, returning, won here in 2005. Shot a 59 in this course, as a matter of fact, which he started off with a bogey, by the way.
Yeah. Oh.
Unbelievable. I was looking at his card the other day. Jason Gore's on this list. Well, in the matter of 8 weeks, Jason Gore went from I can't afford formula for my family to I have $2 million in my pocket because I just won the 84 Lumber on the PGA Tour. There are so many good stories.
Led the U.S. Open after 2 days or whatever.
Led the U.S. Open.
It was a great story.
And actually, if it wasn't for his Sunday performance in the U.S. Open, he probably would have won the
82?
U.S. Open 80-something. Yeah, it was not pretty. But you know what? He endeared himself to so many people. And even when he plays in PGA Tour events, not Nationwide Tour events, PGA Tour events, he goes to big, big field events. People follow him like crazy. People just love the guy.
Tournament Director Chad Martin with us for just another minute. Talk about this being a little later in the year. Everybody has fun here, but this is also a money tournament, and I know this is something you've mentioned to me before. You win this or in your top five, it's going to be a big boost to keep you in the top 25 and get you your tour card. So this, also, it's fun, but these guys know it can be one of the biggest tournaments of the year for them.
Oh, yeah. I think if you look through our list of 14 past winners, I think only two of them haven't gone on to the PGA Tour the next year. Mm. I think only two in 14 years. So that's huge. I mean, it doesn't guarantee anything, obviously, winning here to get on the PGA Tour, but it's a huge check, and it bumps you right up the list. I mean, it's, you know, we saw that with Rich Barcello last year, actually, who ran our event. I mean, he was like 47th or something on the money list. You know, bumped him up to a very solid 15th or 16th, and he held on and got his card that year.
Well, Chad, I know you're busy. I know we need to get you on to the next stop. Maybe we'll see you again tomorrow while we're here, and keep up the good work. Very impressive so far. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming out, guys. I appreciate it.
You're in this 19th hole. You might say something about it tonight because it cranks up.
It does. 19th hole cranks up tonight. We'll have bands in here tonight. As a matter of fact, Thursday tonight is Lemon Fresh Day. Tomorrow night we have Cordis. Saturday night, Grand Theft Girlfriend. The 19th hole is always hopping.
Looks like they have coolers here too, Daddy, so that's probably a good thing. Chad, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Tournament director of the Cox Classic, Chad Martin, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Omaha. Coming up, we're going to talk with the board president of the Cox Classic. We're going to talk with Paul Garcia from Ronald McDonald House. They are one of the big charities that benefits and then turns around and helps the Cox Classic, because one of the interesting things, and again, we want to say thanks to Barry Crea, media relations director, and one of the tournament directors here as well, Gibbon native, for helping us out. But explaining that they give to the charities, but then the charities also in return bring out a lot of these volunteers and help out. We'll talk with Paul, we'll talk with Jerry, and it's all coming up. Doug and Daddy Show live from Champions Run. It's just short of 144th in Maple. It's 138th in Eagle Run. It is the Cox Classic presented by Lexus of Omaha, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Complete Nutrition is extending the 30% off Reveal Extreme sale. Summer's here, and whether you're hitting the beach, lake, or pool, Complete Nutrition wants to remind you there's still time to lose weight for this summer. Reveal Extreme is the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine. And the makers of Reveal are so confident in this product, they're extending their offer of 30% off Reveal Extreme for the entire month of July. There's still time to lose weight fast for swimsuit season. And with 30% off through the month of July, now's the perfect time to get to Complete Nutrition and pick up Reveal Extreme today. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, discontinue use.
For a limited time, receive a free bottle of water pills with purchase of Reveal only at Complete Nutrition in Kearney on 2nd Avenue north of Sun Mart.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
For generations, Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. Both locations offer years of experience with anchor segmental retaining walls that will enhance the beauty and value of your home or business. Call today for professional guidance with your unique landscape or retaining wall project at no additional cost to you. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations, one block at a time.
Just arrived this week at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, a beautiful and hard-to-find 2007 Mercury Mountaineer. It's a premium all-wheel drive with third-row seats, sunroof, leather, rear DVD, and navigation and sync. Just $24,005. Look at this, a 2006 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4x4 has sunroof and leather, just $17,009. How about a 2003 Pontiac Grand Am SE, four-door, sporty, economical, and well-cared for, just $7,500. They won't last long. Stop and see us today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
I mean, Cody Bo made it clear that we're going to put this one behind us.
If you missed Doug and Danny at the 2010 Big 12 Media Days, you missed a ton of exclusive interviews.
Gil Brandt joining us from NFL.com.
First of all, Doug, I enjoy coming and seeing the players that are here and the coaches that are here.
If you click on the Cunningham's Journal icon on ESPNRadioSuperstation.com, you can download or listen to Doug and Danny from Big 12 Media Days anytime you want to.
I've been working real hard all summer.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
We'll see some breaks of sunshine develop during the day today with a nice little chance for a storm developing with highs around 91. Southeast winds will stay from around 10 to 20. There's a slight chance for a storm tonight with a low at 71. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
And the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web, as always, at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you missed any of our interviews from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, go to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft and, of course, the Courtyard. Beautiful days like we've been having lately in Central Nebraska. Hang out. Live music every night, Tuesday through Saturday, and that means they're rolling again tonight. Great drink specials. Tonight is the Big Burger Madness, 5.5. Of course, there's always, Daddy, I'm sorry, I know it's getting close to lunchtime, bacon-wrapped shrimp, the steak skewers, the ribs, the prime rib sandwiches. They're all there for you tonight, though. The special, of course, is the Big Burger, 5.5, the big-ass beer specials. Everybody loves those. It's just a great atmosphere, great music, great time for the weekend. Summer, don't let it get away from you. Go enjoy it at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft and, of course, out back in the courtyard.
A little warm, that's fine. They got misters for you.
It's all just good.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Or you'll blow on them?
Perfect.
You get
perfect.
A little cool air, a little hotter, whatever it may be. Doug and Daddy Show live from Champions Run of the 2010 Cox Classic presented by Alexis of Omaha. And right now, first round leader is Ewan Potter. Porter, 5-under through 12 holes today. Brant Jobe is 4-under through 10. Scott Gucheski has completed 9 holes today. He is 1-under par, and we'll talk more about that. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com is coming up on the show today. We continue our Big 12 football interviews with Kansas State running back Daniel Thomas. He's going to come up in the second half of the show today. But right now, one of the big stories, you hear about it every week on the Nationwide, on the PGA Tour, the millions and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars that are going to charities. And one of the big ones here at the Cox Classic on the Nationwide Tour is the Ronald McDonald House. And Paul Garcia from the Ronald McDonald House joins us here live on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This is a exciting time, I would assume, for you guys. Also a busy time because, as we said before the break, the house benefits from the Cox Classic, but also the folks that work at the house, they come out here and help the Cox Classic by being volunteers all week.
Absolutely. Ronald McDonald House, we've been one of the original charities since the inception of the Cox Classic, so we've been out here the last 15 years, and it's a great deal. In turn, we help provide volunteers that help out with everything from setting up the tournament, being out during the day. One of our favorite events we do each year is we do a Youth Day clinic on Tuesday where kids from the local community get to come out to the course, get some tips from pros that are playing in the tournament, work on their long game, work on putting and chipping. Just a great time to get the youth out here involved.
Kids love to putt.
Yeah.
They love getting out there and putting that ball around.
There you go.
Getting better. That's a fun time.
Paul, I think, you know, the Ronald McDonald House, nationally you hear of it all the time. Maybe not so much on a local level. Tell people exactly what it is and what it does.
Absolutely. Ronald McDonald House, when you break us down, we're a home away from home for moms, dads, grandparents, families that have to come out to our community in Omaha. They've got a sick child that needs to see a specialist out here. They need a place to stay. That's where we're going to come in and help out. Never charge to stay with us. So that's why events like this help us raise revenue, keep our doors open, allow us to serve everyone. We get families from as close by as Kearney or Grand Island, as far away from perhaps Canada. We just recently had a family all the way from Saudi Arabia that traveled to Nebraska. So we've got great medical care out here. We've got a lot to be proud of out here in our state.
These kids are here for extended stays, and with all the costs that are out there, sometimes you can't pay $109 a night for an extended stay to stay somewhere. Maybe you don't have family in the area. Ronald McDonald House has been an organization that's been doing this for a lot of years.
Yeah, our house has been out here since 1994, so we're going on our 16th year. But nationally, First House, 1974 in Philadelphia. Worldwide, there's 299 houses around the globe. So anytime you find a McDonald's presence and a good children's hospital, good chance you're going to find Ronald McDonald House.
Well, obviously, it benefits 11 other charities as well. It continues to grow. Take us back to the inception of this event to where it's come today and just how big it's grown.
Each year, as Chad mentioned earlier, the purses get a little bit bigger for the players. And it's just a great event. More and more people are getting into it, coming out, especially on a day like today with beautiful weather. Usually Thursday is a little bit slow. I'm not expecting that at all today.
Paul Garcia with the Ronald McDonald House is joining us here. Can you give us an example of where some of the charitable money from the event has directly helped the house?
Absolutely. Because we rely on donations and such, to give you an example of what we use the money for, each year we get enough revenue to pay our utility bills for the entire year. That's how much cash we get from the Cox Classic, which is a significant chunk. And like I said, it helps us keep our doors open and lets people come in. Even if they don't have a dime to the name, we're able to help them out because of tournaments like Cox Classic.
Yeah, it's wild because you hear on the PGA Tour, and it carries over to the Nationwide Tour, the charities that are benefited and the amount of money raised is more than the whole NFL, the most popular deal in the world. And that's really an astonishing figure. That really, in the end, on the weekends, there's 50 or 60 guys every week.
Paul, if folks, I think everybody's familiar with Ronald McDonald House, but if they want more information or maybe have a child or know someone that's going to be in a situation where you guys can help, how do they contact you and what's the process?
If they have questions or need some more information, hop on the web, check our website out. We're at rmhcomaha.org. You can get plenty of information on how to qualify if you have a loved one that may be needing to come into Omaha or want to help out and contribute in some way. we're really fortunate to have a lot of support from Nebraska. People from around the state do a lot of nice things for us. One of the big things folks have been helping us out with is saving those little pop tabs. That's something that Ronald McDonald House is known for. We've got folks from all the way from Ogallala that send their tabs in every year. So just a lot of great community support.
Boy, if they only had tabs on what you drank, Daddy. We'd build another wing on. Hit that website one more time, Paul.
It's rmhcomaha.org.
All right, Paul. Anything else that we can let the fans know about, the folks know about listening back home?
Just if people are out in the area, we always invite people to stop by and see what we do for themselves. I think that's the most powerful testament is when we have people stop by the house, walk through, maybe talk with a family or two, and really witness just some of the great healing that goes on at our home and just a lot of lives that are touched every day at Ronald McDonald House.
Paul, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and enjoy the week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Garcia with the Ronald McDonald House joining us here at the Cox Classic in Omaha at Champions Run. And we are going to keep it right here for a moment as the golfers continue to roll around. We'll have a lot of guys that'll be kind of finishing up here just after the noon hour. Then that second wave tees off at 12:25, goes through about 2:25. And so we'll have a second group of guys going out on a great field. We'll get to some of the guys that qualified on Monday here in a moment, but they always go low, Daddy, always.
Well, that's how good they are and how talented this field is. So you expect that here. Even on a course, if you got experience, it's not all that easy.
Well, taking a look at just some of what's going on here at the Cox Classic going on here on the Nationwide Tour. One unfortunate thing here, and hopefully we can give it a little more publicity with our show, is that there is no television coverage from the Golf Channel. You've got ESPN and the Golf Channel very busy with everything else that's going on, including some national amateurs, but the Women's British Open is going on right now. ESPN's covering that. So PGA Tour events are going on. Golf Channel is covering that, the European Tour. And again, the one thing that I think a lot of people may not realize is that the events pay the Golf Channel to cover their events. And the number that they were giving us here at the Cox Classic is it's somewhere around $250,000.
Ooh.
And I know it takes a lot to bring all that equipment in. It's not just paying the talent, but to get all that equipment in and set up. It's unfortunate, though, because Champions in the Cox Classic has a lot to show off, and they always have one of the better fields of the year.
Yeah, it is too bad. So much of them, they can use that $250,000, I guess, divided among charities. That's a huge difference in the community, and I guess the money stays here.
Daddy, the Cox Classic qualifiers were held on Monday, and seven were able to qualify from two events. For the first time, they moved it into Lincoln at Yankee Hill, one of the newer courses in Lincoln, and they decided that they're going to try and continue to do this. But you look, of the 14 qualifiers, seven from Yankee Hill and seven from Tiburon, only one is from the state of Nebraska. These guys are traveling all over the country just to these Monday qualifiers, hoping to get in. And if you don't go low on Monday, and I'm talking it took 65 at Yankee Hill and 67 at Tiburon to make the Cox Classic tournament, and then you got to shoot better than that probably to make the cut.
Yeah, that's amazing. The one person from Nebraska, Sean Benge?
No.
Not Sean Benge.
No, it's not, and it's not Minnie T either. But it was A.J. Elgert. He shot 64, and A.J. will be going off in the last group here today. A.J. Elgert of Lincoln shot 64 at Yankee Hill. David Schultz of Dallas shot 63. He was the low man. Elgert and Nick Malinowski of Texas shot 64s, and then four players at 65. The winner over at Tiburon was Robert Streb from Edmond, Oklahoma. He shot 64. Matt Marshall, Scottsdale, Arizona, 65. You had Ben Porty, of Westminster, Colorado, shot 66. And you got guys from Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina that all made it in to the field. And, Daddy, unfortunately for some of these guys, they don't qualify Monday. What do you do? Where do you go? You're trying to find a place to go. You go home. I mean, like you joked earlier, $615 for being towards the bottom of the check is not a lot. And it's not enough to really cover your expenses for the week.
No, and, you're losing money doing that. You know that. You miss one of these qualifier events, though, and spend time coming from Florida, Georgia, Pennsylvania, wherever, Obviously, there's some lesser tournaments out there. There's different tours, you know, in Texas and whatnot to go to. Arizona has different tours. I suppose you go try and hit one of those. But, yeah, it's got to be awful disappointing if you put that much time and effort and come a long distance that that's what happens. If you don't make it, you're headed home.
Well, Ewan Porter has a bogey the 13th hole, so we now have a four-way tie for the lead at four under par between Porter, Brandt, Jobe. Hunter Haas is here, another name that guys should recognize if you're golf fans.
Bill's son.
Bill, Jay, the whole Haas family. So he is setting at four under par. It's round one of the Nationwide Tour. Coming up, the board president of the Cox Classic, Jerry Pont, is going to join us. Joe DiMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Kansas State running back Daniel Thomas as we continue our Big 12 preview brought to you by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Holdridge, and Hastings. But right now we're going to take a break from Champions Run of the 2010 Cox Classic on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I just got married. You know what everybody said at the wedding? Man, you look great. You know what I said? P90X. My energy at an all-time high. Lost an inch on my waist and 7 pounds, and I wasn't a guy that needed to lose a ton of weight. Then, how about this story about my friend and fellow ESPN radio host, Mike Golic? Mike was telling me about his changes he's seen in his blood work since doing P90X. He's a type 2 diabetic, but after his first 90 days using P90X, his doctor, who's also doing P90X, by the way, told him he's almost able to get off the meds. Plus, he lost over 20 pounds. Remember to talk to your doctor before starting P90X, and everybody's results will be different. Folks, try it out. No risk. 90-day guarantee of satisfaction, but only if you order it now. It works. 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some breaks of sunshine develop during the day today with a nice little chance for a storm developing with highs around 91. Southeast winds will stay from around 10 to 20. A slight chance for a storm tonight with a low at 71. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Sexy fan, just pardon my manners. Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is...
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here at Champions Run of the 2010 Cox Classic, presented by Lexus of Omaha. A lot coming up on the program today. We're going to talk with the board president of the Cox Classic, Jerry Pont, in a little bit. We're going to update you on some of the other things that's going on. It's also the final day over at Happy Hollow, Tony, for the Nebraska amateur. UNK golfer Alex Farrell entered the day in seventh place after shooting an even par 71 yesterday. He's a little off the pace, but, boy, a top-five finish at the amateur, pretty good. Let's see if he can finish that off today.
Keep it going. That's what you wanted to do. A little bit of a head scratcher. I know that second round I believe, when he got off to kind of a slow start there. But, hey, right back in the thick of things, and, getting up in that top five would be something special for Alex.
Well, a lot of golf going on, of course, not just here but across the state of Nebraska, and the amateur season will start to wind down here soon. And one of the guys, Brandon Crick won this event last year in the Nebraska Amateur, but obviously turning pro, will be playing his first pro event here today at the Cox Classic, playing with John Peterson and Barry Henson from La Quinta, California, coming up in the next to last tee time, and hopefully things will go well for them today.
Yeah, you know, I think it's an exciting time. Obviously, Brandon wanted to do this event here in Nebraska, have the home debut, I guess. Exciting time for him, and hopefully he'll be rewarded with some of his play. Everybody knows he can play. Everything comes down to him and John Hurley, it seems, in the amateur stuff. So, you know what, good for them.
You know what I've noticed here at the Cox Classic so far? Most of the guys are wearing blue shirts, but if you're wearing the really loud colored shirts, that's the more important you are, because Chad had some kind of teal thing on, and now Jerry Pont joins us, the board president of the Cox Classic, a beautiful orange, short of salmon colored shirt here today. Jerry, we talked fashion a little bit yesterday with the Big 12 football guys, so welcome to the show. I guess it's something Daddy's always concerned about.
Great. Well, thanks for being here. Yeah, and today is loud shirt day for sure for the staff. So I appreciate you noticing our beautiful shirts.
Jerry, best weather you've ever seen at the Cox Classic today.
I tell you what, we're off to a great start today. We've got a nice little cloud cover, nice little breeze, and hopefully we can continue this throughout the week. So,
Jerry, let the folks know, what does being board president of the Cox Classic entail, and what is your duties throughout the year?
Well, I tell you what, obviously our staff of people are the ones who make it happen day in and day out, and they're the guys who run this tournament, and you had an opportunity to talk to Chad, I think, a few minutes ago. But as board president, my main focus is on making sure that, first of all, we're thinking about a couple of years in advance what we need to be doing to continue to grow this tournament. We get great spectators out here every year, and so we're always trying to think of something new and making sure we have something fresh every year. Another big responsibility is making sure that we have our contractual relationships sewn up in advance. So title sponsor, presenting sponsor, PGA Tour contract. So all those major contracts are kind of my focus, to make sure that we continue to have the big sponsors and a place to play the golf tournament. And so those are kind of the things I focus on.
Obviously, Jerry, there's so many volunteers. We brought this up with Chad. It's really amazing when you show up and see the behind the scenes. Not only today, it's not like they showed up at 5 o'clock this morning. Well, you got to get here early. It's the first day, guys. No, this has been going on and on for months in advance for them to show up today and get things started and have everything in place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you mentioned the blue shirts. Obviously, anybody in a blue shirt you see out here today is a volunteer. We have about 1,000 of them, and some of those people work year-round. They'll take a break starting next week for about a month, but they'll start back at it again in September. So we have a lot of year-round volunteers. It's amazing to me how many people spend an incredible amount of time on a volunteer basis to make this happen.
Maybe when this event started 15 years ago, people looked at this tour as a minor league or a triple A, maybe a step below. Now the names you see on here, it's pretty remarkable. I don't think it's looked at like that. This is everybody's dream, is to get the PGA Tour. But you know what? Competing at this level, there's quality money to be won out here and livings to be made.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it was viewed as kind of the minor leagues for the first several years. But taking into consideration that two-thirds of the players on the PGA Tour have come through the Nationwide Tour, gives you a pretty good indication that these guys are really good. They're probably a putt missed here and there from, you know, being on the PGA Tour today. And we'll see a lot of these guys that are playing out here today on the PGA Tour in the next couple of years. So it's some great golf to be seen.
President of the Cox Classic, Jerry Pont, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You talked about some of those contractual things that you work on. One very important one was re-upping right here with Champions earlier this summer. And many people believe that this is the place that it kind of needs to stay. This is the course to host this event in Omaha.
Yeah, I don't think there's any secret. I've made it absolutely no secret. There's no better venue in this city to hold this golf tournament. And I've told the management and staff of Champions Run that, that this is our preference. We want to be here as long as they'll have us. We were really excited to re-up that contract through 2011. And, you know, I think if we can continue to do the right things for Champions, that we'll have a longer standing relationship. It is important to us. This is a great venue.
Contractually, when you're working with them, are there things that they want to see done to the golf course as far as lengthening things, shortening things, tightening fair, things like that, that they make known to you when that's going on?
You know, interestingly enough, the course setup is not really dictated by us. The PGA Tour dictates the course setup. So in terms of how wide the fairways, how thick the rough, we stay out of that. So that's really the PGA Tour's role. What we do, though, however, as a part of our agreement with Champions, is we provide funds every year for improvements to the golf course, whether it's more trees or paving parking lots or some of the nice clocks you see out here. So those are the things we've done in past years. So part of our fees to the Champions is to enable them to better the course year after year.
Jerry Pont, board president for the Cox Classic, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Okay, I'm interested. The NCAA has a ton of quirky, weird, do it this way or you're not hosting the event concert, you know, people come in, I want green M&Ms, you know, it's all that. What are some of the things that the PGA Tour might make you guys do that are a little unusual that you have to work through, or do you even have to mess with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think they're necessarily quirky. I mean, they want the tournament to be run to their standards, obviously, and they try to make it as consistent as possible from tournament to tournament. So they'll go through the first couple days before the tournament start and make sure that we've got all the fencing and the roping to meet their standards, because they want to make sure we do crowd control correctly. They want to make sure presentation is done correctly. So not necessarily quirky, but more so just standardized. They want to make sure that we're not doing something that is against.
They want to make it a professional event.
Absolutely.
That's the way they want to run.
Yeah, and you know what? We should expect that, and we expect that, because we want to be a professional-looking event. And so we work great with the PGA Tour, no problems at all.
Jerry, how can the event grow, and what's in the future for the Cox Classic?
Well, you know, we try to do something, a couple things new every year. This year, our focus was on the general public. We brought public bleachers to three different holes this year, 18, 12, and number 8. We also brought a wine garden this year to the general public. So,
wine bad.
Yeah.
Wine bad for big people.
But we're always thinking about something new each and every year, and that's really our responsibility, to give the general public and our sponsors, you know, something new, something different. You know, in terms of long-term, you know, we obviously want to bring the Golf Channel back. That's important to us. We aren't televised this year for the first time in over 10 years. That's important to us. Right now the economics just don't work in this environment, but they're going to work soon again, and we want to bring the TV back. That's important to make us a prestigious event.
Is that something you would be looking at a corporate sponsor to do that? I mean, would you be looking at one person to say, all right, you know, Lexus is a big portion. Would you be looking for another big name, or is this totally different for funding to bring them in?
You know, there's two ways to do it. In the past, we've kind of divvied that funding up between several governmental agencies, so the city, state, county, chamber. They've done that. It's no secret that those entities are struggling as well with budget for shortfalls. And so, obviously, if we could find a corporate partner to come along and fund that, and it was important to them from the city of Omaha perspective, the regions area, that's the ideal partner, and we continue to search for that.
Jerry, obviously, the Mardi Gras Golf is the FBR Open, the Phoenix Open. Having been there, must I say, everybody says this is the Mardi Gras Golf for the nationwide event. Must I say, being in the 19th hole like we are right now is almost an exact replica to the Bird's Nest in Phoenix, although on a smaller basis, but very similar.
Very similar. I've had the opportunity to be there as well. And, there's nothing like this on the nationwide tour anywhere else. We're really proud of that fact. You know, I think Omahans like to have a great time. And so I think it's worked really well here. We've continued to try to market and promote that as well with the bands and so on. So, yeah, we'd love to be mentioned in the same breath as the what is now called the Waste Management Open.
Oh, wait, excuse me, sorry.
Yeah.
how pro I don't want to say, yeah, fitting, but yeah, in some.
I was wasted, I think, when I was there.
I was gonna say there's so many ways to go with this. Jerry, we'll let you get back to work here. Thanks for having us here on the Doug and Daddy Show here at the Cox Classic, and thanks for giving us some time.
Great, thanks for coming, guys. I really appreciate you spending some time out here today, and enjoy the tournament.
Sounds good.
All right, Jerry Pond,
Board President of the Cox Classic, joining us here on ESPN Radio, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperStation.com. Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com is set to join us. We've got more special guests as well, so let's take a break. We've got a whole lot more, including running back from Kansas State, Daniel Thomas. Some people think he could be the best running back in the Big 12 Conference. He'll join us in the second hour of the show. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
If a man's home is his castle, his deck is surely where he holds court. A century ago, men took to their decks to grease wagon axles or skin supper. Just because you use it for sipping tea or cooking on your stainless steel grill, that doesn't mean you should protect it any less. Use the same line of defense your forefathers have for 130 years, Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils make it a pro's trusted stain partner. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
Hello there, folks. It's the Gecko. So here's the rub. I want to save you money. That's it. My old song and dance right there. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, when you're offering somebody hundreds of dollars in savings, you don't have to sugarcoat it. All you say is, Geico could save you hundreds online or over the phone. And there you have it. Well, I've still got a few more seconds left now, so... There you go. Cheers.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get your motor running, looking for adventure.
Ready for adventure? Get into Kearney Yamaha now during their annual Sturgis sale. Helmets as low as $45. Select leather jackets, vests, chaps up to 60% off. Luggage up to 50% off. And save up to 60% off parts, accessories, and apparel. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 exit 272.
Looking for adventure. And whatever comes up.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
There's a drive high and deep to left, down the line, toward the corner. It is gone, a grand slam.
And that ball has left the yard.
And I mean way, way out of here.
Deep to right field. Two looks up. This one is gone, a home run.
We're talking baseball and the pennant races on ESPN Radio's Game of the Week, Sundays on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. Oh, the World Series.
Left field and deep. Turning around is David. It is gone.
We'll see some breaks of sunshine develop during the day today with a nice little chance for a storm developing with highs around 91. Southeast winds will stay from around 10 to 20. There's a slight chance for a storm tonight with a low at 71. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
And the Doug and Daddy Show back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here at the Cox Classic. Daddy, what do you think so far?
Well, I just, you know what, it's a run like a true pro event. I'm really impressed what's gone on so far today. Everything's very, very organized. Everything is manicured. It is a very beautiful course, a very great day to get out and check out some pro golf.
Well, and again, a lot of the folks are out there on the course. At last check, 4-under was the lead. We'll update that for you here at the top of the hour. Hunter Haas is among those that is at the top of the leaderboard. Ewan Porter is there. Scott Gucheski was one under through nine. Brandon Crick, John Peterson tee off later today. Tag Ridings, we saw him play a hole out there. He's doing well today at last check, setting at three under par. There's some guys here that you just keep running down their names, and even like Paul Stankowski was going to come. He was a scratch, so some of the alternates that got in. And, Danny, we just found out through some channels that there's another Nebraska golfer out there from the York Country Club, an apprentice there in Raul Cortez, who is out on the links.
Yeah, good for him, a good opportunity to showcase his talents, although they're not shining through at the moment. He's four over, I believe they said, through six or seven holes. Nonetheless, I think it's just great, helps your confidence a little bit to get out and see what you can do against this type of talent.
Well, and how much did nerves play?
Oh,
I mean, I'll get nervous playing in a small weekend tournament when a bunch of wackos are out there that know you and are watching you tee off. I mean, it's a whole lot different story, obviously, for fun. But these guys that come out here and for the first time, there's got to be some nerves. And we've talked to the guys like Kyle Schellpepper and John Peterson and Brandon Crick and other guys that have been out there, John Hurley, the first time that they tee it up, there's some nerves out there when they get to that next level, that next stage.
Yeah, playing against Nebraska pros is one thing that, you know, those guys are used to. Playing against pros from all over the country is something that certainly can be a little intimidating, I'm sure, and nerves do play a big factor in that.
Well, we're back from Dallas and Big 12 football media days, and that doesn't mean we're going to stop talking football to Tony, because Daniel Thomas, outstanding running back from Kansas State, is going to join us just after the top of the hour as our continuing coverage of Big 12 media days does continue. But there's also a brand new team coming to Omaha that has you a little bit excited. And talking to some of the Omaha guys, they think this is going to be a success. They think when they play up there at Rosenblatt this year, they're going to sell a lot of tickets.
Yeah, like when you're talking a lot, they're talking selling out a 23, 24,000 seat venue. That is Rosenblatt Stadium, and it is the Omaha Nighthawks. Amon Green, their initial spokesman for this team, an initial player on the roster. Tierra Green as well, I believe, six Huskers. Daniel Bullocks also was at the tryout day. You keep hearing rumblings in the background of Jamarcus Russell, so watch out, Popeyes. They love the chicken, and he just eats a ton of it.
Well, I'll tell you, he does. He may not even have to come in at the same weight that they wanted him in Oakland. But Kalorie Mayfield, who's another, the more that we find out about this Cox Classic, Barry's from Gibbon. Kalorie is from Shelton. She is with the Omaha Nighthawks in event operations, and thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Good. We're excited to be out here. We're excited to see everyone and interact. I've never been to the Cox Classic, so it's kind of a really cool thing. So,
well, you want to let everybody know about the Nighthawks, and boy, I don't think that's been a problem in Omaha yet, because anytime I'm picking up a paper or listening to the radio guys down here, they're talking about the Nighthawks. We just said that maybe they're going to sell out the first game or the first couple of games. You're in the building. You guys are out amongst the public. How excited are people about the Nighthawks?
People are very excited. I mean, we're excited in the office. We've sold over 6,000 season tickets already, and we're still a couple of months out, so it's going to be a big deal. Tickets start at $40 for a season. There's going to be four home games, and so it starts on September 24th. But, yeah, people are just really excited, and I'm kind of excited that you guys are from around where I'm from, because I'm trying to get the message out there as much as possible, too. Four home games at Rosenblatt Stadium. So.
Yeah, there's going to be an eight-team league, so mm-hmm. You're going to play those teams twice, once on the road and once at your place.
I think we're at five right now.
Five.
Or five. They're looking to expand in 2 years.
Okay, they've got two more teams that have signed on.
Yep.
So the league will keep expanding.
Yep, we're going to keep growing.
But this is not an XFL. This is not a joke. This is going to happen. There will be football played. And I think that's maybe the message that needs to get out there the most. This isn't a decrepit league that's going to go bankrupt shortly.
Nope. We are, I mean, they're very established. They're getting themselves more established, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. We're not here for a year. We're gonna move on to the new stadium and get going after Rosenblatt. So,
Kalorie Mayfield is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. She's with the event operations of the new Omaha Nighthawks. Are you and are the folks a little surprised how excited everybody is. I mean, I know it's football and it's Nebraska, but it's also going on during Husker season. Are you surprised at the initial response here?
I am very surprised. Mini camp through last weekend, I was surprised by how many people were out there, how many people are excited. And, I mean, it gets us excited when we see everyone else really pumped up about this. So it's awesome to see. There's a huge, huge reception here in Omaha. So
Jeff Jagosinski will be the coach, former
yes.
coach at Boston College, went on to different things and then kind of got mixed around and was hired and fired and hired and fired,
yep.
and now he's in Omaha and really couldn't have a bigger name to draw people to this team.
Yeah, and he's very excited, I know, to get out here and start coaching too himself, so it'll be very cool.
Were you excited? Obviously, you're taking these guys around, and they've been having public appearances.
Mm-hmm.
They were at, I believe, Friday night at Horseman's Park.
Yep.
A huge event, and the people just kept coming and kept coming, and I heard it was just nuts.
It was crazy, but it was a lot of fun. And I mean, everyone I met this weekend, everyone who came down to our camp, they're great. So it'll be a good team. They're great with fans. They love talking to everyone. We have a great cheerleading squad as well, and they're going to be talking and doing a lot of appearances with people. So,
well, I have to ask you right now, I mean, Daddy's not probably in playing shape, but if he was to work out and do some more sit-ups tonight, would he have a chance?
We could probably try to work something out.
And I don't
out.
Mean for the cheerleader position.
Oh, you could be the head cheerleader. I mean.
Do we have a mascot set up and ready to go?
The mascot we are still working on, so that will be coming out in the next couple of weeks. So
I'm excited. I really am. You know, I think this is something. You know, Nebraska's always wanted that pro franchise, mm-hmm. or someone else closer. You know, that people cheer for the Broncos or they cheer for Kansas City. Those are the two closest teams to us. Now we've got our own franchise.
Well, and Kayla Ree Mayfield is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show with the Nighthawks. There was interest when the Omaha Beef Indoor Football League. Are some of the same people working with the Nighthawks? Are you getting any ideas or talk to people from there, or is it going to be a totally separate venture here?
It's a separate venture. We've done a lot with the UFL to get us established and set up, and so it's more through the UFL. We're not really working through the Beef. So
if anybody wants to find out more information, schedule about the team, mm-hmm. guys on the team, I assume there's a website and other places that they can get a hold of you guys.
Yes, NighthawksTickets.com will get you to our ticket site and lead you straight into our site. Our site's set up through the UFL. And that will, I think there are new pictures uploaded of, like, our jerseys just got unveiled yesterday in Las Vegas. So those are up there. And also we laid the field at Rosenblatt. Well, we didn't lay the field, but we kind of marked it out. And I think there's some pictures of that up there as well. Or on Facebook, Omaha Nighthawks, and Twitter. We also have a Twitter account, Omaha Nighthawks as well. So,
you know, and we're here, we're getting one of Omaha's finest to do the color on the broadcast, and Mike L. Sevier.
That's what I hear. Michael Sevier is going to be doing color, of course, co-host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct here on ESPN Radio in Omaha. We got a chance to hang out with those guys, obviously, at Big 12 Media Day.
We've got a text coming in that says, "Tell her she sounds hot." Number two says, "To tell you hi."
Okay.
Did you really bring that up?
What? It was a very nice compliment to our friend.
I thought we'd share it with her off air, but hey, way to go. Thanks, number two fan. Thanks, number two. Yes, very pretty, number two. Yes, very pretty. Kayla Ree, anything else that they need to know about the Nighthawks that you wanted to let the fans know about before we let you go?
No, just really get online, especially Facebook. You know, follow the Facebook page. It's updated multiple times a day. You can get the latest news on that. And also, season tickets, I mean, $40 to $100 for four games, and that'll get you locked in next year then to find a seat in the new stadium. So it's a great opportunity, and it's inexpensive. So, and there will be some great tailgating opportunities and some great different fan fest type things during the game. So
confirm for us here on the Doug and Day Show, Jamarcus Russell. Confirm for us.
I can't confirm that.
We'll keep our ears open. I think it's kind of like UNK going to the MIA. It's official, only it's not official. Isn't
well,
the deal?
Well, we hope. You know what? That you want.
We'd rather have Jamarcus.
You want names to draw. You know, yes. People, and I think that would be a huge name to draw some people to the Nighthawks, and I'm not sure they need much help with that. Sounds like the reception's been overwhelming already.
Kayla Ree Mayfield with the Omaha Nighthawks. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
They had a morning practice. 1,600 fans showed up. Morning practice. 1,600 fans showed up for practice. We're talking practice.
You wouldn't make it at 6 in the morning.
Look mid-August for the roster. When it will be.
Sounds good. Anytime you want to be on, let us know. We'll stay in contact.
Okay.
Love to have you on.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you guys very much.
You bet. Thanks a lot. We are on the Doug and Daddy Show, top of the hour here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, live from Champions Run, talking about the Cox Classic, the Omaha Nighthawks. We're going to talk Big 12 football with Kansas State's Daniel Thomas, so stay with us. It's all coming up. Sports update on the way, and Joe DeMeo, will track him down as well. If you've got any questions for Joe, send them to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, because it is fantasy football time, fantasy baseball heading into almost the home stretch if you're still at the top of your league. You got a question for Joe, go ahead and email it to us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break. Be back with more from Champions Run in Omaha and the Cox Classic right after this.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation. SportsCenter.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the SportsCenter update on ESPN. Kearney Runza will play host to Papillion La Vista South for the Class A State Championship on Saturday at Memorial Field. Kearney will be seeking their first state championship since 1990. They are 45-5 in the season. Papillion La Vista South is 29-11. The winner will advance to the Central Plains Region 6 tournament in Blue Springs, Missouri. The runner-up will advance to the Mid-South Region 4 tournament in Grand Prairie, Texas. Both tournaments get underway next week. Game time will be at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Pairings are set for the Seniors Class B State American Legion Baseball Tournament that gets underway on Saturday in Schuyler. In the first game, Valparaiso will battle Central City at 11, followed by Omaha Roncalli against Holdridge at 2. Gretna will take on Gehring at 5 o'clock, followed by Schuyler against Nebraska City at 8. The championship game of the double elimination tournament is set for Wednesday. The Seniors Class C State American Legion Baseball Tournament will be played at Tri-County beginning tomorrow. In the first game, David City will play Dakin Meridian at 11, followed by St. Paul against Mount Michael at 2. Wakefield will take on Alma at 5, and Tri-County will play Creighton at 8. The championship game of the double elimination tournament is set for Tuesday. The Junior State American Legion Baseball Tournaments wrapped up last night. Beatrice won the Class B State Championship in O'Neill with an 11-1 win over Shadron. Shadron forced a second championship game after beating Beatrice in the opener 3-1. In the Class C State Tournament, Pender forced a second championship game by beating Valparaiso in the first game 4-2, but Valparaiso won the title by beating Pender in the nightcap on a score of 8-7. Omaha Westside won the Class A title on Tuesday with a 6-1 win over Millard West. And the Kansas City Royals have traded outfielder Scott Pesednik to the Los Angeles Dodgers for a pair of minor leaguers. Pesednik hit .310 and stole 30 bases for the Royals this season. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
The following sponsors are proud to support the area youth involved with the Buffalo County Fair, 4-H, and Livestock Auction. First Bank in Shelton, Kirshner Implement, Sorensen Construction in Kearney, Exchange Bank in Gibbon, CHS Agri-Services, Ravenna Sanitation, the Nelson Agency, Exchange Bank in Minden, Ravenna Sanitation, Statler Implement, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, Hand Machining, and Pleasanton Irrigation. For complete results, check out our websites at kkpr.com.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.